Welcome to the Dot Metaverse podcast. Today we'll hear from Naoaki Mashita, the CEO and founder of VCube, to learn more about migrating virtual meetings to the metaverse. This was recorded at the Metaverse Summit at CES 2022, hosted by Touchcast.
Hi, thank you for having me here. It's my honor to be a part of this innovative journey of exploring the potentiality of the metaverse. I'm Naoaki Mashita, CEO and founder of VCube. Since you guys probably never heard about us, I'll give you guys some background. VCube is a publicly listed company in Japan and the biggest online event company in Japan. We've started our value add service with Touchcast near the end of this year as a sole distributor in Japan. Since then, we've been aggressively promoting Touchcast service with our professional services. In 2020, we've organized 4,700 events. Then in 2021, it became double. We have 400 staff members within the Event DX division, and we are able to provide full professional services for online events, including event planning, direction, computer graphics, art, contents, a call center, high-end studio, professional equipments, etc. More importantly, we have several types of software for online events. VCube seminar for general webinars with 100% operating ratio. Event 10 for online networking, virtual AGM platform, which allows listed companies to have fully online AGM with compliance to Japanese and some of the Asian countries' regulations. Zybipo, which provides high engagement of audiences through the use of attractive interface of webinars and gamification. And the most importantly, the Touchcast for super high-end online events. I'm glad to see the great progress of Touchcast Towers of Metaverse, and I'd like to announce our new product and services for Metaverse, which could complement Touchcast Chime to the Metaverse. Before talking about the Metaverse, but let me introduce another business which is now booming in Japan. It's Telecube. The Telecube is a phone booth with soundproof and air conditioning features for a comfortable, safe, and quiet experience. We invented Telecube 5 years ago because we had a major problem with finding a place to have virtual meetings. It is not easy to find a quiet and safe place for online meetings. Starbucks is not a great place for web conferencing, and neither are stations, convenience stores, and shopping malls, even in the office. Meeting rooms are always in high competition, and our own office desk is too tiny and crowded to have a meeting virtually. Additionally, most of the houses in Japan are very tiny, and it is not easy to have a virtual meetings in the house. The Japanese people are also very sensitive in manner. People get kicked out of the place like the airport lounges for talking on the phone. To solve all these problems, we started to develop Telecube. There were several obstacles, including local regulations in Japan, and it took 2 years to solve those issues, but we made it. At the beginning, most of my friends were laughing about the Telecube, and the usage was pretty low. It's because remote communication was still unusual in Japan. But in 2020, COVID-19 changed it significantly, and the Telecube is now booming and dominating the market in Japan. We've already installed 6,000 units by the end of September. It will be used not only for web conferencing, but also for telemedicine, teleservice of the bank, teleservice for government, etc. I'm very proud about the Telecube's recent success And I'm confident about the future of the TQ through expansion. Back to the topic of metaverse. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we are going to provide the TQ metaverse. The TQ metaverse is going to be, firstly, a replacement of the VR goggles. We all believe that VR goggles are critical to access the metaverse, but it is uncomfortable to wear for a long period of time. Thus, when you log in and get in TQ metaverse, you will be submerged in the metaverse. You could be an avatar, or it could be a little person. We will have options because there is no VR goggles in TQ metaverse. If you are 40s or above, you probably remember the holodeck of Star Trek. It's a similar concept, and it will be available in TQ. It's the first step of the metaverse for TQ, and we will be announcing more interesting updates on TQ metaverse later this year. Of course, the TaskCast metaverse will be a key component of reaching the maximum potential of the TQ metaverse. Please enjoy your journey to the metaverse with TaskCast and V.
In the next episode, we'll hear from Ivo Haining, co-chair of the Omni Group. To learn more and claim your free .metaverse domain today, visit touchcast.com.